back to the Pete McMurray Show.
What are you doing here?
I got a foursome with some city engineers. You got a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Are you watching any popular older shows that you missed in the past or didn't watch in the past?
Oh, not a rewatch, but a first watch.
A first watch. I know you're rewatching, or you rewatched The Sopranos, correct?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. On my list, did you watch The Wire when it came out?
I watched season one. I slept through a lot of season two, but I heard the real payoff is season four. Better go back.
See, here's the problem. You get so overwhelmed because there's like six or seven seasons, right? Of The Wire? That's a lot.
There's not that many.
Oh, I mean, there's at least four seasons. That's a lot right there. And it's about cops and drugs in Baltimore, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it good, the first season?
Yes, it's amazing.
Also on my list, because we're friends with so many people from the show, and now I think I would understand it more that I'm married and have a kid, I'd like to rewatch at least some of Desperate Housewives on ABC. Just to kind of, yes, I loved it back in the day, and now I think it would really resonate with me because I live in one of those neighborhoods.
I can't believe you just said that.
Desperate Housewives, yeah.
I bet that show did not age well. I think if you go back and watch it now, it is going to feel exactly like the little microcosm in time that it aired.
How about Moonlighting? I know you were like 2 years old when this came out, but Moonlighting.
I watched Moonlighting on reruns as a kid.
Okay. Is it streaming right now? Because I wonder if it holds up today.
I'm going to guess there's a lot of misogyny.
Oh, a ton of it with Bruce Willis and
Sybil Shepherd.
Thank you, Sybil Shepherd, who couldn't stand him and it during had that run.
It had that really catchy theme song that I'm blanking on right now, but I remember the song being a big thing.
Yeah, it was big. I want to say it went in the top 10, like Friends, you know, that theme song. Gunsmoke debuted on CBS back in 1955. Why are you giving me that look? It debuted in 1955. It was the most watched series in four of its first five seasons, okay? So this was a big show. The show outlasted many competitors. It ran until 1975, and it was so popular that it went from a half-hour show in 1961 to an hour. So 20 years on CBS, it went off the air in 1975, okay? Twice this year, Gunsmoke has made Nielsen's top 10 list of the most streamed series.
Wow.
Up there with newer programs like NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, always in the top five. But for 1 week in March, Gunsmoke tallied 646 million minutes viewed. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a lot.
I think it means people want more Westerns.
I don't know.
I hate Westerns from that era. Like that era when I see
Bonanza?
That like, aesthetic on the screen, I'm like, ugh, it just feels repulsive to me.
Michael Landon and his brother Hoss with the big hat up here? Yeah, I guess
it just seems weird. Like modern day Westerns I can get into. Mm-hmm. They're like filmed differently.
Do you want to take some guesses on older shows that are huge hits on streaming right now?
How old? Because obviously The Office, people rewatch it like it's water.
The Office, correct! Yes, The Office. People love watching The Office. What else?
Friends.
Friends is correct! That is number one or number two. The sitcom enjoyed a major pop culture resurgence, particularly among younger viewers that weren't around in the 90s. All right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is correct. Seinfeld is number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. After all these years, the iconic sitcom has remained popular through reruns and streaming. It's on everywhere. It's on regular TV, but people are still pulling it up on Netflix.
Why not? You know, everyone has their comfort show or comfort movie that you put on.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it a lot, but it just like relaxes you for whatever reason. And like Seinfeld and Friends and The Office have become those kind of background noise, comfort.
Mm-hmm.
The characters feel like your family. You've watched it so many times.
TNT or TBS puts on like an hour or 2 hours of Friends every single day. And people are still streaming it on Netflix.
Because right, you just land on the channel and you're like, sure, I'll watch this for 10 minutes.
And you can veg out. You put it on Netflix and you're like, okay, this is the one where Joey's a little crazy. Yeah, all right. The Sopranos in the top 10. Critically acclaimed drama known for its complex characters. Very popular streaming today.
Yeah.
Arrested Development.
Oh, hells yeah.
Did you ever watch this back in the day?
Oh my God, yes, I loved it.
I never watched it back in the day, and I started listening to Smartless with Bateman and Will Arnett, and I started watching.
Season one is so good.
I mean, Will Arnett is so weird and funny, and Jason Bateman is just awesome and arrested.
He's the perfect dry man.
Yeah. Breaking Bad, also very popular on streaming.
That's interesting to me because, like, I loved Breaking Bad, but I don't know how much I could rewatch Breaking Bad. You know what I mean?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, very popular and streaming. Parks and Rec, still have one on you.
What about Gilmore Girls? That was like a big thing for a while. People were rewatching the Gilmore Girls.
When Peaks on the list, X-Files, Sex and the City, Fresh Prince, Beverly Hills 90210, and...
I don't know anyone watching Beverly Hills 90210.
Hey, man, it's on the list. And finally, Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff and his talking car kit. People are re-watching on streaming.
God bless. If only we could re-watch our lives.
I don't think a lot of people would want to watch those.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.